go to my verse. Amen. Psalms 51, 10 through 19. What does it say? It says, create in me. Somebody say in me. It didn't not say create in them. Come on, somebody. I'm teaching, Ben. You said amen. It says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit. Whenever I see renew right spirit, that means that it can be some other spirits that are not right. Amen. But anyway, I want you to renew the right spirit that is within me. Cast me not away from thy presence and take not. Somebody say, take not. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore. Somebody say, restore. Everyone wants restoration, but they don't want God to create in them. Come on, somebody, a clean heart. God is not going to restore what the canker worm has stolen. Come on, somebody. Or what we have lost until our heart get right. Amen. Somebody say, my heart. My heart has to be right. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me. Somebody say, uphold me. With thy free spirit. It says, then. After that, it says, then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Amen. Deliver from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, O Lord, O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Amen. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else I would give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God, and this is a very important one. It says, what does it say? A broken spirit. Not a haughty spirit, not a puffed up spirit, but a broken spirit. Whenever you have a broken spirit, that means that God can work with it. Amen. Amen. Oh God, thou will not despise. And our companion text is Galatians 6 and 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. Amen. While God is doing something with us, we can't faint in what God is doing. Amen. It may be difficult, but we're going to have to keep pace with God. Amen. A lot of times we don't want to do what God says do. We want to take the easy road. Amen. But I'm here to tell you this morning that we got to change our hearts. You know what? We want the kids. Our hearts have to change. Amen. Our hearts have to beat the beat of God. Amen. See, now, in this, I wrote down that it ought not be, but today's churches often reflect where they live day to day. Amen? And what I mean by that is the church does not reflect the unwillingness to embrace the God kind of way. Amen? Instead, we reflect how we live day to day. Amen? You know what? I work at Sears and Roebuck. When I come to church, it ought to not be Sears and Roebuck. It ought to be God. Amen? But then I want to bring my way of thinking or their way of operating into the house of God, and that will not work. Somebody say, will not work. Amen. Amen. When almost everything else supersedes where we are spiritually free, there lies a problem. Amen. Whenever everything else, I'm talking about everything else, my kids trump God. Come on, somebody. Amen. The one I love trump God. Amen. Amen. My job trump God. Whenever everything that I do trump God, that means that something is wrong with my heart. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. See, but I come to tell you this morning that the problem is this: churches have failed to challenge congregations to move on to maturity. Amen. You know, I'm at fault for letting grown people walk around in pull-ups. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Y'all know what pull-ups are. Amen. The kids think they there, but they really not there. Amen. It's time for us to mature as a church. Amen. We're getting ready to be 6 years old. Amen. Amen. We have to grow up. Somebody say grow up one more time. Amen? See, the approach that has been taken is that we're one big happy family rather than a holy family. Am I in the right house? Amen. We'd rather be a big loving family than a holy family. Amen? Amen. Because what we do is we make everybody feel good rather than making people faithful and godly. Come on, somebody. Amen. There are too many children in the church. Amen. See, there's an appropriate time to be an immature Christian, as we must not stay in that state. Because if our children never mature physically after several years, what will we do? Come on, somebody. You better take them to the doctor. Amen. Amen. But then whenever it comes to us, somebody trying to get us to grow. Come on, somebody. We don't want to grow. Amen. We want to do it like we've always done it. Amen. But I'm telling you, God is looking for people who has a change of heart. Amen. Now, I just have two points that we're going to make this morning. And one is concerning the minimal walk. Say minimal walk. Do y'all know what minimal walk is? Minimal walk don't take anything. Amen. Minimal walk means that I can just show up. Come on, somebody. Oh, boy, y'all got quiet on that one. Amen. And then I can just show up and just leave. Amen. Somebody say show up and leave. Amen. I can do my own thing and I can leave. Hey, come on, somebody. I can do it how I want to do it. Come on, somebody. And just leave. But I come to tell you, with the church is not so. Amen. The minimal walk. Say minimal walk. The word of God says in Hebrews 6 and 12, it says that you be not slothful. Boy, y'all are quiet this morning, but that's okay. But followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Amen? The minimal walk causes something called false security. Say false security. False security is where everyone wants to lead, but will not pay the price and hold their course. Amen? Everybody want to tell you how to open the door, but they won't open the door. Am I in the right house? I'm just telling y'all what we've experienced over 30 years. Amen. A lot of people think that we just started this ministry yesterday. Amen. We've been walking with the Lord for 30 years. We have been serving for 30 years. Amen. And we're just trying to help people to keep them from making the same mistakes we made. Because when we came to church, we had bad hearts. Amen. We came from the world. Amen. People had messed us up. And so we came to church messed up. Amen. Come on, somebody. But I come to tell you, I'm showing you the shortcut of getting it right with God. Amen. Because there's a shortcut, but we're still talking about the minimal. Minimal, that is, that, and this is one of the most used cliches of the minimal. Once saved, always saved. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about the minimum. Amen. Some people have not done nothing more for Christ but put their name on a roster. Amen. Come on, somebody. Are y'all with me? I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about the people that didn't come to church this morning. Amen. Those are the people that I'm talking to, and those are the people that really need to be here. Amen. And whenever you just put your name on a roster, you're simply existing. Amen. The minimum walk group will get offended by being challenged or corrected. Amen. Somebody say amen. Now, something is wrong with when you don't accept a challenge. Amen. I'm always looking for a challenge. Amen. The knockout is good, but I like a good fight. Amen. Come on, somebody. Somebody said, I don't like no fight. Amen. Well, y'all know my story. I would never fight a growing up. Amen. But I had some friends that would throw down. Amen. And how many of y'all know I hung around those friends all the time? Amen. And you know what? After they done dusted somebody up off, guess what? I show up. Amen. Just like I had been in the fight. Amen. And get credit for them, because you know what they said? He hung out with them. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. I just want you to know that. Amen. See, an immature person usually gets offended when their immaturity or inability is exposed. Amen. Just say this. It's not me. And let's get on with it. Amen. That's like me trying to tell Gary how to cook a brisket. Amen. You know what? I may know how a brisket is cooked, but I can't cook that brisket to perfection. Amen. But now I talk a good talk. Amen. But my wife will tell you, I would mess a brisket up. Amen. Come on, somebody. You'll be wondering, what part of the meat was that? Amen. and I'll say a brisket, and she said, it don't taste like Gary's brisket. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. I'm just telling you, amen. And you know what? I don't get offended by that because you know what? I'm not a master chef. Come on, somebody. I'm not a master chef because I won't get offended for that, amen? See, immature people will get quite uncomfortable around mature people, amen, and will not listen but attempt to talk beyond their deficit, amen? Gary, I really think that you ought to add this to your brisket because, you know what, I cook an awesome brisket, amen? What? He said, I need to cook, amen. Amen. Come on, somebody. You know, that's the way we do. Amen. Amen. Then we go over here. Amen. You know what, Danny? I don't think I would drive that backhoe like you drive it. Amen. Come on, somebody. Danny probably look at me and say, you don't even know how to drive a backhoe. Amen. Come on, somebody. You know what, Danny? I wouldn't use that tool. Amen. Because that tool don't look right to me. It doesn't matter whether the tool looks right. What Danny knows is that tool. Come on, somebody. We'll get the job done. Say, get the job done. I'm just talking about, but if I'm immature, I'll try to tell him, come on, somebody, what to do. Amen. Oh, boy. Y'all not going with me this morning, but that's okay. See, a person can be a member of a church and even a Christian for many years and still remain spiritually immature. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Come on, somebody. I got one hand clap on that. It's very possible for a new believer and not a church member to be more grown up in the Lord than someone who has been saved, but their loyalty is only to the church. Amen? Some people stay in church 100 years. Amen. And that's all they know is the name of the church. Amen. They do not know the process that it goes to be a good church member. Am I not right now? See, maturity is a choice. Amen. And we have to stop being territorial. Amen. So somebody say territorial. Y'all know a few weeks ago, Minister Carlton preached. Amen. You know what? I didn't monitor Minister Carlton. Amen. You know who monitored him for me? Y'all did, amen. What time? She pointed at her, probably her, amen. No, y'all did. Because you know, I came back and asked, well, how did he do, amen? But you know what? I'm not gonna get out of joint with Brother Cardin because coming up in August, you know what, we're getting ready to go on vacation, just so y'all know, amen. We're getting ready to go on vacation again, and somebody else, Brother John, y'all know Minister John. He'll be here, amen. And I heard that y'all like Brother Carlton better than y'all like Brother John, amen. I'm not looking at nobody, amen. Come on, somebody, amen. But this is what I got to say. Brother John is the vice president of this organization, amen. Come on, somebody. He is a board member. So every now and again, I got to let him, amen. Did you hear? Let him. I have to let him come, amen, amen. boy, y'all are, okay, see, now the next thing is our lives should reflect growth. Amen? Our lives should reflect growth. You shouldn't be doing the same old thing that you did in 2019 and 2020. Amen? Not if you hang around here. Amen? Not if you hang around us. Amen? Because you should be better. Amen? You know what? I know that this year may not have... this year, 2019 may not have been your best year, but 2020 can be better, amen. And you know what? I'm just saying this. 2020 may not work out like you think it should work out, but you know what? I'm always believing that 21 is going to be better. Hey, come on, somebody. Every year we should be progressing, amen. We shouldn't be in the same place, amen. See, our lives should reflect growth, amen. Amen. But we cannot grow if we don't master the basics. Amen? See, that's like me being a batter. Y'all know batter. Y'all know baseball. Amen. And all of a sudden, I knock the ball over the fence, but I never leave home plate. I don't think that's a home run. Amen. See, we have to learn how to, oh Lord Jesus, I'm going to talk about that lady. She done bought the baby out. How many weeks has it been? Amen. Come on, somebody. Y'all know I'm an old school. Amen. Hey, oh Jesus, you gonna mess me up. You gonna make, oh boy, oh Lord Jesus, this all on the, oh Jesus, y'all forgive me, I'm gonna have to edit this out. I really don't care. Can I hold a baby? Oh Jesus, oh, I know how to hold them, amen. Oh, baby. The little brother said, watch out how you hold my baby. Watch out how you hold my little sister. Oh, she's so precious. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. I told y'all, y'all have to be sensitive. Amen. Oh, boy. Oh, she said, I don't like that voice. Amen. Now, this is what we do. I'm showing off before you show off. Amen. This is what we do. We go from side to side. When we go to this side, we need for y'all to say, precious. When we go this side, what do y'all need to say? Y'all need some work. Amen. Oh, she's so precious. How do you pronounce her name again? Kimaria. This is Miss Kimaria. How old is Miss Kimaria? A what? She'll be a month old on the 9th. Hey, man. Oh, you're so precious. Oh, Jesus. She said, this man ain't holding me right. Amen. Amen. Woo! But anyway, I just had to do that. I had to show y'all. That's the newest member of our church. Amen. Come on, somebody. That is the newest member of our church. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. But anyway, our lives shall reflect glory. I'm almost there. Amen. See, there comes a time in this Christian walk that we should be on solid spiritual food. Somebody say solid spiritual food. Solid spiritual food is, that's whatever you ask the devil, is that all that you have? Is that all you got? Do you have a new trick in the book? Amen. Come on, somebody. Is there something new? Amen. Because I've seen this before, and I know if my God did it once, guess what he's going to do? He's going to do it again. Amen. Come on, somebody. He's my deliverer. Amen. Amen. The next thing is, first was solid spiritual food. Then the next thing is, and we should not be on spiritual milk. Somebody say spiritual milk. Spiritual milk is when we let our emotions get the best of us. Amen. We need to get off of spiritual milk. Let somebody else have that milk and get on some solid food. Amen. How long can that baby suck on a bottle? Amen. Now, something would be wrong if that baby was still sucking on the bottle at the age of his brother, amen. Come on, her brother, amen. Something is wrong with that, amen. Somebody say amen. And that's the same way with the church. We have to move over, amen, and let those new people, amen, like Miss Brianna, amen. Well, she's a new member, too. Somebody say new member. But we have to move out of the way and let Miss Brianna blossom, amen. We can't hold her down, amen. She got ideas that she want to do, amen. We have to let her, amen. We have to harness that energy, amen. But we have to let her have her way in here, amen. I didn't say do what she want to do, amen. I said have her way, amen. Come on, somebody, because we have to use everybody's unique ability, amen. Amen. Come, somebody say amen. So when y'all see Miss Brianna doing something, don't y'all be talking about where she come from, amen. Amen, she's a new member. And we're connecting every new member, amen. They're going to be doing something, amen. Somebody say doing something. Amen. But see, if we're not spiritually mature, it'll be like spiritual junk. Say spiritual junk. We'll just be messy. Amen. And say we can't be messy. Say we can't be messy. Now, we shouldn't be afraid when challenged to grow in any area. Sheila? Miss Sheila, what do you do now in here? Oh, she does the announcements. Come on, somebody. Amen. And you know what? She didn't say, she didn't go and stump and say, I'm not going to do the announcements. Amen. She said, you know what? I'll take the announcements. Amen. Because she sees that that's a place where she can grow. Amen. And she can use her talents. Amen. For God. Not for us. Amen. For God. Amen. And then whenever you use your talents for God, then everybody else will be glorified. But come on, somebody. Everybody else will get the overflow of what you're doing. Amen. And she's not through yet because she's getting ready to stop going up there. Amen. Come on, somebody. You remember I told you about video equipment? She's fixing to be on the big screen. Am I in the right house? Amen. Amen. But that's the way they do now. That's the way we're going. Amen. We're going towards that. Amen. Somebody say amen. And when I say that, you know what? Sheila can't shoot that by herself. Amen. She needs somebody to record her. Am I in the right house? Do we have any recorders in the house? I'm not looking at nobody. Amen. But we should be mature and say that, you know what, we see that need, so let us feel. She already trying to tap into somebody, amen. She asked Brianna, well, now, what do you do, Brianna, amen? Come on, somebody. See, but that's the way we should do, amen. Instead of holding on to it, we should be willing to give it to somebody, amen. Amen? Somebody say amen. Amen. Okay. Maturity is not a choice. Maturity is a choice. It's not an automatic thing. Amen? If you will, go to the next scripture. It says, create in me. And I'm going back to that. Go back to the other. Create in me. And this should be our cry. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew the right spirit. Somebody say right spirit. That is within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Amen? Servanthood leads to a clean heart. Somebody say servanthood. Servanthood, we must stop volunteering others, come on somebody, for something we will not do ourselves. Amen. If you're not going to do it, don't volunteer nobody. Amen. You just do it. Amen. Amen. That is a worldly heart in a godly place. Amen. And I say that because Pastor Loretta and I have done everything, every job around this church. Amen. Any job that you can do, we've already done. Amen. And any job that you might see that need to be done, we probably done already did it. Amen? Come on, somebody. I'm just telling you. There's nothing. Matter of fact, I just empty, and I'm not trying to toot my horn. We don't have anybody to take trash from upstairs. Amen? And y'all know we have, and I'm not trying to be insensitive, but we have females upstairs. Amen? Do you know who emptied the trash this morning? Voila. Amen. But you know what? You know what? I know that that's what I'm called to do. Amen. I'm called to do things for God. Amen. I'm not trying to push nobody to do it, but I'm just saying nothing is beyond me. Amen. I do it all. Amen. Somebody say amen. I do it all. Amen. And when I say I do it all, I do it all. Amen. Amen. I fix commodes. Come on, somebody. Amen. I wipe snotty nose. Come on, somebody. I do it all. Is his nose still snotty back there? Brianna, is his nose still, you know, I'm looking. Oh, she said it is a little bit, but you got it. Amen. Thank you, Mama. Amen. Amen. But I just say that because people need to know what we do around here. Amen. Getting ready to turn something over to Miss Janice. Amen. She finna go to work. Amen. Y'all just don't know. Amen. But you know what? An immature person would say, you know what? Janice can't do that. I need to beat her. Amen. Now, we're getting ready. We're trying to get hands off. Amen. And let people, gifts, take them where God wants them to go. Amen. So if you have a gift, and amen, we're looking to use your gift. Amen. Somebody say, use your gift. Amen. And Coach, she thinks she's getting off because you know what? We get ready to start a basketball league. Amen. Come on, somebody. She said, I work in basketball. I got enough job. But you know what? Every now and again, they need to know how to really shoot a jump shot. Amen. The technique. She said, did you hear what she said? She said, I'm available. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm available. Amen. Amen. Oh, we're going to get crunk up in here. Amen. Amen. But I don't need you all the time. I just need you to give some pointers. Amen. Come on, somebody. And that's what we do. We tap into what people have. Because whenever God brings you across people, those people are not just bought around for nothing. Amen. Amen. So you know what? When I say that, I have to have a clean heart because I'm an old basketball player. Amen. And all of a sudden, I'm going to tell her how she's supposed to do it. But then she's working her craft. I ain't played ball in 40 years. Amen. Come on, somebody. But I'm going to go and tell her how to do it. She knows something. She knows something. Come on, somebody. I can't get mad at her. Amen. My heart has to be right when I go to her. Because, see, I might go to her and say, you know what? I'm going to let her do it, but I'm going to tell her what I think. Amen. Come on, somebody. No, Lord. Say, Lord, create in me a clean heart. See, maturity is a process of taking the focus off ourselves and allowing others to shine. Amen. Amen. So this is the question I ask. Are we mature? Amen. Are we mature? So then, you may ask, how do we mature in our walk with Christ to fix our heart problem? Because our walk with Christ, there is a heart problem. Amen. I'm glad you asked. Number one is, you cannot be ruled by your emotions. Come on, somebody. You can't be emotional and walk with Christ. Amen. I did not say you wouldn't cry, because you'll probably cry a lot of tears. Amen. But you can't be emotional. Amen. Our focus cannot be on our own needs, but on the needs of others. Amen. Benefits cannot be our motivation, but our love for others and pleasing God has to be our sole motivation. If there's some way that I can please God through another person, you know what? I'm going to please God through them. Amen? Now, the next thing that's needed, servanthood leads to a clean heart, then stability. Somebody say stability. How many of y'all know stability is needed? Amen. Because if you don't have a clean heart, you will not be stable. Amen? Proverbs, in our next scripture, Proverbs 3:6 says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he, somebody say he, shall direct our paths. Amen? So be unwavering during the transformative experiences. Amen? Even if others are experiencing the good life, your day is coming. I'm going to come and tell somebody, your day is coming. Amen? Amen. What, like a butterfly. Whenever a butterfly is coming out of a cocoon, the worst thing you can do is help the butterfly get out of the cocoon. I'm serious. I'm telling y'all, this is science 101. Amen. But you see the cocoon, you see the butterfly just struggling to get out. Amen. And what you're not knowing is that as he is coming out, his wings are being cleaned. Amen. They're being strengthened. Amen. He's been exposed to something that he's never experienced before. You know what? Coming out of the cocoon, it hurts. Amen. So we'll see that, and all of a sudden, we want to help the butterfly. Amen. But I tell you this, if you ever help a butterfly out of a cocoon, that butterfly is going to die. Come on, somebody. And that's the way we are. We're like the butterfly in a cocoon. Amen. I'm not going to touch you. Amen. I'm just going to let God do what he has to do in you. Amen. You may say, well, Pastor, you know what? I needed help. Yeah, you know what? Pastor knew you needed help, but it wasn't time for God to help. It wasn't time for Pastor to help you. Amen. Because God was perfecting something in you. Amen. Amen. There's no way that people can't tell me about my sheep. Amen. I know my sheep. Amen. I know y'all. Amen. I may not say nothing, but I know you. Amen. And I know what's best for you because God has told me. Amen. Amen. If you start something, this is the mature walk. What do you need to do? You need to finish it. Amen. Mature Christians in Christ are not starting and quitting all the time based on how they feel at the time. Amen. You know, we use this thing. I don't know if y'all use it down here, but I've heard it before. My season is over. Your season hadn't even started yet. Amen. But my season is over. Amen. How long do you walk with God until he comes home? Amen. My season is over in serving. Well, when you what are you going somewhere else to serve? A lot of people have said my season is over here. If your season is over here, that means you have somewhere else to go. Amen. Amen. You're not going to sit up and watch Buck Rogers and all that on TV on Sunday. Amen. Come on. I said Buck Rogers. Boy, I sure dated myself, didn't I? Amen. Mr. Ed, amen, all that stuff. Amen. I'm not going to sit up and watch that Gunsmoke. Amen. Come on, somebody. Bonanza, amen. High Chaparral, amen. Come on, somebody. I'm not going to sit up and watch that. Amen. I'm going to go somewhere else where I can serve. Amen. Somebody say where I can serve. Amen? That's what a mature person would do. Don't ever say your season is over around me. Amen. Because I'm going to ask you to show me your season. Amen. Come on, somebody. See, mature Christians are people who have learned to handle bumps. Say bumps. In life and stay focused. Amen? Maturity tastes guts. Say it tastes guts. Amen. It may not be working out for you, but you know what? You got to have guts. Amen? Maturity takes strength. Say strength. You should always be praying your strength in the Lord. Amen. Because I'm weak, but in him, I'm strong. Amen. I can do all things through Christ because you know what he's going to do? He's going to strengthen me. Amen. Whenever it don't look like I'm going to make it, I'm going to trust the Lord. Amen. I'm going to lean not into my own understanding. In all my ways, I'm going to acknowledge him. And it says that he shall direct my paths. Amen. I may not know what's up the road, but I know God is leading me up the road. Amen. Come on, somebody. You may not know your future, but I know who holds your future. Amen. Come on, somebody. I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah, but I know the one that knows what's going to happen. Amen. It says that he knew you before you was in your mother's womb. Amen. I'm talking about God. Amen. But we have to mature in that. Amen. The heart. Someone say the heart. And we're going to be talking about the heart. I had an awesome illustration. I had a bad heart. I had a picture of a bad heart. And I was going to show y'all what a bad heart looks like. Amen. I was going to show you, but I didn't get to print it. But the heart is a seat of a person's life. Amen. It is a power plant that motivates and activates all of one's actions. If polluted, it will produce evil thoughts. Come on, somebody. It will produce murderers. It will produce adulterers. It will produce thefts. It will produce false witness. It will produce lies and false justifications. Come on, somebody. If the heart is polluted, amen. But if the heart is clean, say, I have a clean heart. Come on, somebody. All y'all need to be saying, Lord, I have a clean heart, amen. If you don't have a clean heart, under your breath, you need to say, Lord, create in me a clean heart, amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. But if the heart is clean, it will produce the God-pleasing fruits of love. Come on, somebody. Of joy, of peace, of long-suffering, of gentleness, of goodness, of faith, of meekness, of temperance. The blessing of others. Amen. Say, clean heart is one that has been washed and cleansed by the blood of Christ. Come on, somebody. The Lamb of God that has taken away the sins of the world. Amen. In closing, Philippians 4:19 says, but my God, somebody say, my God, shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. A minimum Christian says, my heart is good. I will wait until that day comes. The mature hears from God and trusts in that inner voice, knowing that the devil would never tell you to do something for God. Amen? See, God is not moved because he is watching and waiting on us to move. And you know what? I just come to tell you this morning that I'm at fault for not teaching you more on challenge. And I refuse to let bad hearts like the coronavirus. Everybody know the coronavirus. Come on, somebody. Around here infect all of us. Amen? Amen. Come on, somebody. See, I even had a mask. I said, I wrote down here, I'm going to put on my mask. And I had a mask. Y'all done saw the people with the coronavirus. Amen. Y'all done saw everybody. Y'all probably have a mask getting ready for the coronavirus. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. I know y'all got some of those masks. Y'all probably, and I bet y'all done paid 99 cents for those masks. Y'all got those high class masks. The one to do the real filtering. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm probably going to see some of y'all in those 5 men have on. Amen. Those real masks. Amen. Come on, somebody. But anyway. I just come the morning to tell you that I'm going to put on my mask and I'm going to be brave enough to escort the bad-hearted out of here to be quarantined with the other bad hearts on the cruise ship of the other bad-hearted. Amen. Did y'all get that? When we look at bad hearts, we have to look at them like the coronavirus. Amen. You know what? We wouldn't let the coronavirus around here. Come on, somebody. And see, I would be wrong to let bad hearts around here. So this is what I want you to say. Create in me. A clean heart. Oh, God. And renew. And renew. And renew. The right spirit that is within me. If you said that and you really mean it, God is not through with you yet. Amen? And God's going to do a new thing. Amen? Somebody say, God, do a new thing. Amen. Creating all of us a clean heart. Amen. Amen. A clean heart. I need a clean heart. Amen. My, I don't need a bad heart. I need a clean heart when I talk to somebody so I can tell them, thus says the Lord. Amen. Hey, come on, somebody. I need a clean. He said, you're right, Pastor. I need a clean heart. Man.
You're right.
Oh, it done cleared up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Y'all laughing, but see, I know, amen. This man, I was red. Y'all look at it. And then clear it up, amen. Come on, somebody. But remember, creating me a clean heart. Whenever I want to do something different, you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say, Lord, creating me a clean heart, amen. When I want to cuss somebody out, amen, come on, somebody. I'm not going to come back to buddy coaches, because I know the coaches, they have a secret cussing language, amen. Come on. She said, not me, amen. Well, I tell you what, amen, amen. We're almost there. She say no, because she in church, amen. But y'all have to get this. Y'all have to really get this. But whenever they're out there, they become intense, and whenever somebody mess up, they don't say glory to God. No, they don't. When they don't get back on defense, they don't say, oh, it's okay. No, they say some select words, amen. Come on, she said select words, amen. But I just said that to say that we need to get the intensity back in our lives, amen. Amen. And we must strive to please God. Amen. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Let's get the Lord a hand clap. We need some hearts. Amen. We need some clean hearts. Amen. Because what we're getting ready to do, we need clean hearts. If we're going to affect the city, you know what? We need clean hearts. Amen. Amen. Because we're going to ascend to the hill. Somebody say ascend to the hill. Amen.